All right, so now we got our chords, and you're either strumming single time or double time. Single time is not really a a musical expression, but you know what I mean. You're either strumming like this, so you're either going one, two, three, four, or you're going one. Okay, either way is fine. They'll both end up in the same place. Double time feel simply means you're making the music feel like it's twice as fast, but you're by the end of the 12 bars, you and the person not doing the double time feel will still be at the exact same spot in the music. All right, now the fun part comes. You get to learn the pentatonic scale that goes with this progression, and it's at the bottom of the sheet, and it goes like this. String 6, fret 5, with finger 1. And then, with pinky, finger 4, you do 8th fret on that same string. So it's... Alright? So just get used to that. Some of you may not be used to making a stretch that far, 4 strings, you know. So don't go any further until you're comfortable with that. Okay? Well, assuming you are, you go to the next string, which is fret 5 and fret 7. You're going to play that with finger 1 and 3. So again, just to review, going back to 6th string, finger 1, fret 5, and then pinky, fret 8, and then you move to the next string, finger 1, and then 7th fret with 3rd finger. All right, moving on from there, the next string, the 4th string, is exactly the same as the 5th string, 5 and 7. Played with fingers 1 and 3. The next string is the exact same as well. 5 and 7. Played with 1 and 3. And then the next string, as you can see, is played with finger 1 and 4. Just like we had on the 6th string, the 2nd string is frets 5 and 8. So it sounds like... And then on the 1st string is 5 and 8. Alright, so take your time and feel your way through that. It's okay to take, you know, as long as you need to, whether it's, you know, minutes or hopefully not hours, you know, but everyone will learn at a different pace. That's totally fine. But I'm going to walk you through it super slow with the metronome. If the metronome is too fast for you, then just work on it and then resume it when you're ready. I'll start it on the next track so you don't have to scroll through to find this spot. And if the metronome is too slow for you and you're able to play it faster, great. Just get your own metronome and see what your tempo is and try and increase it a little bit each day. It's super fun. You have no idea how much fun we're about to have. We're going to use this scale over the blues progression, and you can play any notes in any order. And that's the beauty of improvisation. Once you understand the chord progression and what scale you're in, this is how guitar players make up melodies and play lead guitar all day long. All right, so I'm going to start the next track, and I'll walk you through it with the metronome.